Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
I tried using my credit card and it rejected it, and there's no reason why. So I suspect something is very fishy going on here.
All right. You used your credit card for what, sir?
Well, I supposedly won a prize from Bank of America, which was a vacuum cleaner, and they wanted me to pay for the shipping, and I tried doing it, and it rejected my credit card.
Okay, did it say why it rejected it?
No, it just said it was not accepted, and I happen to know for a fact that I have about, you know, 6,000 and change in credit on the card. So I know, you know, it's not possible that it was rejected, and I put all the numbers in correctly and everything. So I just want to know from you or from anybody, you know, what is exactly going on? What's the deal here?
So you can pull it up if you would like to while we're on the line. For the vacuum cleaner, I don't think, well, to my knowledge, for some of them, it's like a chance to win. I don't know if it told you you won or not.
Yeah,
and so you're entering into the little contest.
Yep, they did.
Okay. So for some of them, that is all. And then for one, it is a promotional deal. So you would have to look at the terms to see if it is a promotional deal, to see if there's anything else that it would be authorizing when you make the purchase. But for it to decline and you have money in your account, now that is not something I can tell you why I did that for.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I just thought, you know, you could tell me something more about what the story is.
Yeah, well, when it declines, it doesn't really, like, that's why I asked it to tell you why. Sometimes it does not tell you why it declined. So that's why I said there's nothing that we can really do about that part. But I did have another lady that said it did her the same way. If you've never ordered from certain companies, and also you're using the actual bank as well. So most time when you do stuff online, the merchant may not be located where you're located. That sends a flag to your bank, and they'll say, well, like, the purchase, let's just say if you're located in Georgia and the purchase is in California, that would seem like it's fraud, because if you're not in California, they'll say, well, look, this, if they're not in California, how do they get a California charge? And they will automatically decline it. So I don't know if that's the case for you. You may get like a text or something. I don't know if you have like bank alerts that comes through, but I know that it does do that for me. Like if I order something off of, it's a online store called Fashion Nova. Sometimes the merchant is not located. I'm located in Georgia. Sometimes the merchant comes from like up north, like New York, or from California, and my bank will decline it without saying why it declined it. And then like later on or the next day, it'll send something saying, was this you?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's the only thing, reason why I would see it decline, if you know you have money in your account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me anyway.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Sure. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.